Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Man found shot at local hotel in stable condition. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The 39-year-old man shot in the abdomen at the Howard Johnson Hotel on Monday morning is still being treated at the hospital and in stable condition. According to Gillette Police Deputy Chief Brent Wasson, preliminary indications are that it was not a random act. He also maintained that there is no threat to the public. He would not comment on whether there are suspects in the case or what type of gun was used in the shooting. The investigation continues. The vehicle involved in the First National Bank robbery last week has been reported stolen. On Monday, Gillette Police Department received notification from the Butte Silver Bow Law Enforcement Department in Butte, Montana, that the 2020 silver Ford Mustang driven by 33-year-old Preston Self of Texas was in fact stolen. The alleged robbery of the bank last Wednesday resulted in the arrest of Self after he took $2,000 from the Highway 59 branch of First National Bank, using a note and then fleeing the scene. He was followed by a citizen who called 911 to report the location of the vehicle. The Mustang was stopped by Campbell County Sheriff's deputies on Interstate 90 heading east, and the suspect was apprehended. Hazardous winter weather condition caused multiple traffic accidents on Monday night. Local law enforcement agencies, including Wyoming Highway Patrol, Campbell County Sheriff's Department, and Gillette Police Department, responded to at least 12 calls of accidents due to slick roads. They received two calls of vehicles sliding off Interstate 90. One SUV slid off I-90 heading westbound at mile marker 125, colliding with the fence behind the Gillette Optometric Clinic at around 3 p.m. Slick conditions also caused two rollovers and multiple two-vehicle crashes around the area. Many of the incidents resulted in damage to vehicles and citations for driving too fast for conditions, but there were no serious injuries. Gillette City Council votes unanimously to raise City Administrator Hyun Kim's salary at last night's City Council meeting. A recent performance review gave Kim high marks, prompting the suggested salary increase. The increase will take Kim from $170,000 to $190,000 annually. The amendment to his current contract does three things. An increase in salary provides a lump sum payment of $4,776.51, which is the amount of the city employee's recent cost of living adjustment, and it will streamline the review process, according to City Attorney Sean Brown. This process provides an annual review as well as a six-month check-in. Council praised Kim's performance over the last year. Mayor Eric Hansen said, "Thank you, it's well deserved. You've made my time as mayor easier and more bearable." Kim came to Gillette in June of 2021 from Washington State, but has worked in Wyoming in the past. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.